the Beach Boys, Dance, Dance, Dance. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Stay where you are.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from the UK this Yom Kippur. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Police in the city of Manchester say four people have been injured in a stabbing attack at a synagogue there. Mayor Andy Burnham says police shot the suspect dead within minutes of the attack beginning.
The situation has been dealt with very effectively by those on site and by Greater Manchester Police.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has left an EU summit early to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee, saying he's appalled at the attack on this Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Business on Capitol Hill is at a standstill this Yom Kippur. That means no possible action to end the government shutdown that started yesterday. Call one of hundreds of thousands of federal workers like this one at Johnson Space Center, and you might hear,
I am in furlough status, therefore I am unable to respond to your message at this time.
Union Rep Justin Bautista.
This isn't our first rodeo, but it's still disappointing. It's still frustrating.
Another bit of fallout, no monthly jobs report tomorrow. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is not going to release this. They've already said that with the shutdown. We've also got an inflation report coming out in 2 weeks. We've also got them not collecting data for future months. And so that really puts at risk the quality of future months.
Passengers on a couple of Delta regional jets got a scare when their planes collided while they were taxiing on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. CBS News producer Joey Annunciato was on the flight arriving from Charlotte.
Almost what it sounded like was like a sardine can kind of opening. Like it was like something was being sheared off. And lo and behold, we looked at the right side of the plane, and the wing looked like it was almost like off the plane.
The other flight was set to take off for Virginia. A flight attendant was injured. The White House asking top universities to pledge support for President Trump's policies if they want preferential access to federal research funds. Here's Michael Wallace.
The 10-page compact would require the universities to freeze tuition for 5 years, cap enrollment of international students, ban the use of race or sex in admissions and hiring, commit to strict definitions of gender, and abolish departments the White House says punish, belittle, and even spark violence against conservative ideas. The letters were sent to the University of Arizona, Brown, Dartmouth, MIT, Penn, USC, the University of Texas, Vanderbilt, and the University of Virginia.
Store lots of stuff on Snapchat, and you'll have to pay more. The social media platform will ask its most prolific users to pay a monthly sum to ensure their memories feature lives on. Dow futures down 35. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine firefighter was hurt battling that big fire early yesterday. Injuries weren't bad enough to require a trip to the hospital. The fire broke out at around 3:40 at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue near Packard. The building had been fenced off for years and had been flagged by the building department as being unsafe and in danger of collapsing. Investigators are still looking into what started the fire and haven't ruled out arson. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night to help someone injured in a crash. It was a collision between a motorcycle and a car that happened on 22nd Avenue and 31st by Durango's. We're working on learning more about what happened. Formal charges have been filed against a 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman that allegedly crashed into a school bus Monday morning while driving under the influence. A criminal complaint says Raven Mata, who has a previous OWI conviction, had her 2-year-old in the car when she crossed the center line and collided with a bus. There were 19 kids on it. They weren't hurt, but the bus driver was injured. Police say Mata told officers she took sleeping pills and was struggling with her mental health. Again, the bus driver was injured, but the kids on board were not. Mata faces multiple charges, including OWI causing injury with a minor in the vehicle. The old auto plant site is now a hot spot for new business. Governor Tony Evers joined Kenosha leaders yesterday to celebrate the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center. The $23.5 million facility received $14 million from state taxpayers through a program to help communities recover and grow after the pandemic. The center will offer space and support for startups with the hope of making Kenosha a regional hub for innovation and jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's just totally different here in New York. Totally different. Like, you ask directions in New York, you say, excuse me, where's the hospital? What, are you sick? You know, down where I'm from, it's like, excuse me, where's the hospital? Well, you're going to get in the car, and you're going to drive about 45 or 50. How far? Earl! How far is he going to go? To the hospital. The hospital. 5 minutes down to where the water tower used to be. Then you're going to turn left or right? Earl. Well, ask your wife. Pearl. Would you hurry up? He's bleeding. I don't know what happened to him. What happened to you? He got stabbed. You did? I'd go to the hospital if I were you.
There you go. Okay, it's our multi-state text win contest. Are you ready? Now, you should have downloaded the Civic Media app. If you didn't, go to your app store to find the app wherever you get your apps from. You can also get it from WRJN.com. Download the Civic Media app. You'll see a list of the Civic Media radio stations. What I want you to do is go down that list and find WRJN. Click on WRJN. You'll see a text button in the bottom right. Click on the text button and type in the word zone, Z-O-N-E, zone, Z-O-N-E. Type it, send it in, and you will be registered for today's prize, which is $200 cash and gold jewelry. And win or lose, you're also in the running for the big ticket item we have. It's Green Bay and Minnesota playing football up in Green Bay, and that will be on, I think it's November 21st. I have to check that date. And we'll also give you a gas card, give you gas to and fro. I assume we'll give you enough gas to get home. And also, you're going to be sitting in mid-level club seats, which is indoors, so you won't get the rain and snow on you when they play in the cold weather. So again, download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, click on WRJN, and send that keyword zone, Z-O-N-E. Do it right now. You only have until 8 o'clock to get her done, all right? Say hello now to Kevin McDougal from 5K Events. These are the people that run Memorial Hall, Festival Hall, and Festival Park.
And they bring some great entertainment. I got a list here.
Yeah.
And, man, you know,
yeah, just because festival season's over doesn't mean we're not busy.
I got to talk about this. I know it's not in the order here, but the quilting show coming up.
Yeah.
Only because everybody's asking me about it. Church, oh, you hear that quilting show's coming? Everybody, this quilt, who knew?
Yeah, it is a big deal. It's this weekend, so it's Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it is the Lighthouse Legacy's 15th annual quilting and sewing show. So Festival Hall is filled with booths with, you know, all kinds of vendors and things that cater to the hobby. But, you know, yesterday, a lot of the contestants, I guess you would say, were bringing in their quilts to be judged, and quite a lot of activity at Festival Hall yesterday. We were really kind of surprised at the activity, and it's going to be continuing on today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So
I would never have known it's that big.
It is a big deal. It really is.
And my
is.
Wife's friend, who she grew up with as a child, was talking to her. So I heard your husband talking about a quilting show. I wanted, how do I get into that?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. And it's open to the public, you know, if you want to, you know, come and see the handiwork of some of these folks. And so it's a $7 admission at the door, or you can buy them online at festivalpark.com. I'd buy them at the door and save the service fees. So save a few bucks on
that's
the service
some
fees.
Inside information.
Yeah. Yeah. You
don't
hear that from me.
Don't tell anybody where you heard it. Okay.
Secrets of the trade.
All right. Now, the big one coming up is St. Nick's Festival of Trees. And this is at Festival Hall. This is huge. And I remember years ago, we used to sponsor a tree, right. And it was huge. We went, there was wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, it's we're bringing it back after about a 10-year hiatus, yeah. And it's, as you're saying, it's really a beloved Racine tradition. Everybody, if you're from the area and you've gone, you have memories of Festival of Trees. I mean, whether maybe you're in high school and your choir performed there or something like that, it really is an exciting thing that we're really thrilled to be bringing back. And we have some great sponsors that we're getting the trees from Milliger's. We're being sponsored also by Aurora Healthcare and the local Culver's franchisees. So it's going to be a great thing. Festival Hall, as you said, filled with trees. We've got a lot of different events happening throughout the run. The festival itself is going to run November 21st through December 6th. So in and amongst that time, a lot of different events that'll be happening that for the public to come and participate in. And then, you know, they'll come in, they'll see the trees, buy some raffle tickets, put the ticket in the bucket of the tree they might be interested in winning. If they win the tree, they get to bring it home for the holidays. So, and then each, all the dollars that are donated to those raffles, the sponsors of the trees will use that money as they see fit, donate it to their local, you know, their favorite charity that they have a connection with. So it's really a great thing. So we're very excited about it. We tried to do it last year, couldn't quite swing it in the short time that we had. But this year, it's going to be a big deal.
One of the first times we were there, this will age you a little bit to tell you when we were there. We were selling our Christmas cassettes.
Cassettes.
And then we branched out to Christmas CDs.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Christmas cassettes, and they were wheeled some for like $3 or $4.
Sure.
And we gave the money to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling it. We still have boxes in the basement of our Christmas cassettes.
I'd be interested to see the sponsors on that. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
to
we
see
had
the,
all,
the
yeah.
businesses that sponsored.
Christmas cassettes.
Yeah.
And then we did CDs, the latest thing. Uh-huh. And now,
but you had to have a $1,000 CD player to play it in.
Oh, you heard that this morning?
I
remember
my first one was about that much.
I worked at a radio station, and WKLH was in our building on the upper floor.
Sure.
And they invited us upstairs. This was in the early 80s. They said, you got to see what we just got. And they were showing us their CD player they bought.
Yeah,
and our station,
deal.
We got to get one too.
Yeah.
And they brought us upstairs to look at their new CD player. Sure. Whoa. And our station said, we got to get it too. Yeah. And now CD players, I still use mine all the time. I use my DVD player every single day.
Yeah. You know, my car does not have one anymore. They don't come with them anymore.
My car does because it's a 2012. My wife's, she bought a little portable CD player. It works half the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that well. But I have it built in.
Sure.
Now, you can have them. You can order them in there, and they'll put them in for you.
Yeah.
As long as you pay, they'll do anything you want.
Sure. And a lot of people still like the physical media, still like to have
that's
it and
me.
Hold it and open it up and look at the liner notes and things. And,
I don't want to depend on streaming services that say, oh, we got rid of that series.
Yeah.
When I want to see Columbo, I've got every Columbo, every Leave It to Beaver, every MASH.
Sure.
I've got every Dick Van Dyke. I've got every Taxi. I've got every Two and a Half Men.
Uh-huh.
Every King of Queens. I just pull them out when I want to watch them. I'm not dependent upon.
Absolutely. I've got a couple myself, so I know what you're saying. Every now and again, you like to pull it out and look at the the interviews and things like that. So
what's this with Southport Beach House? What's that?
Southport Beach House. We are expanding our reach into Kenosha. Southport Beach House is a New Deal era. It's exactly what it sounds like. It was a beach house. It was built on the south side of Kenosha, right on 2nd Avenue, and it was started during the Roosevelt New Deal era. It opened in 1941, and it was a house to where the water came right up to the edge of the property, and there were showers and locker rooms and things and concession stands, and people would go in and swim and change and all that good stuff. But over the years, of course, the beach is kind of eroded back from the house, and it had been really not used very much, like in the last 20 years or so. So the city of Kenosha redid the brick, the tuck pointing, the roof, and we took over the management of it. And there's still a little bit of tender loving care that has to get some paint here and there and some removal of graffiti and whatnot. But soon we will be taking dates for people to have weddings and corporate events and wine tastings and things like that. So you can find out more about that at our at the Facebook page, Southport Beach House. It really is an amazing property. If you're from Kenosha, you might be aware of it. If you're not, come on down and check it out. It's right at the trailhead of the Kenosha Dunes. So it really is an amazing building.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, we're talking to Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. We're talking about all the events going on in Racine and now Kenosha. We branched out a little bit there. All right, don't forget, we're in the middle of our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Just go to the App Store, WRJN.com. Takes about 3 seconds. It's free. Look for our list. You'll see the list of radio stations. Check out WRJN. Click on it. You'll see a little text button in the bottom right-hand corner. Hit the text button and text the keyword ZONE, Z-O-N-E, ZONE, Z-O-N-E. Text that keyword now and you'll be in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry this hour. And also for our grand prize we're giving away to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay. You'll be sitting in club-level seats. I think they call them mid-club-level seats. You'll be sitting there nice, warm, and toasty because it's indoors. Plus, give you a gas card, too, to enjoy the ride on us, I guess, huh? All right, so do that right now. Download the Civic Media app and text the keyword ZONE. You'll have until 8 a.m. to do it, all right? 718 WRJN, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. You cannot put a price tag on that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, the morning show at WRGN Brian. To you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Kevin McDougall from 5K Events is here. We're talking about all the events going on in Racine and now Kenosha. We'll add that to our list as well. The Lighthouse Legacy's 15th Annual Quilting Show is coming up on the 4th. We talked about that. How about Building Hope? What's that?
That is a gala to benefit the Habitat for Humanity, and that is October 16th at Festival Hall. So it really is an event to help finance, you know, all the great things that Habitat for Humanity does here in Racine, you know, building affordable housing for folks that need it. And, you know, anybody that's familiar with Habitat for Humanity knows it's something that, you know, the late President Jimmy Carter was really involved in. And that
he was
really
building
kind of
houses in his 80s. Yeah, he was out there with a hammer and nails.
He was swinging the hammer then. And so, you know, he really brought a lot of great attention to the Habitat for Humanity. And so the group here in Racine does a lot of great work. And that event on October 16th is their big fundraiser for the year.
And this is a big one coming up, the 79th annual Freedom Fund for the NAACP banquet coming to Festival Hall.
Yeah, that is another thing that you know, benefits the great work that the local NAACP chapter does, and that is October 17th at Festival Hall. So, you know, 79 years, that's quite the run for the NAACP here in
Virginia. I know it's hard to believe, but it's older than me. I know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say, Don.
That's a big event to be at Festival Hall.
It is, and we'll fill it. It'll be quite the thing. So it really is an amazing thing that, you know, everybody comes out to see and be seen.
Make sure I get these letters right. USCCA Concealed Carry Legal Defense Seminar is coming to Memorial Hall now.
Memorial Hall, yes. You know, the USCCA is a an organization that it's essentially a an insurance agency. So if you are a concealed carry permit holder and you have to use your weapon in an unfortunate situation, you can take advantage of their legal defense funds through the USCCA. And you know, a lot of people might have the misconception that just because you have your concealed carry license, you're okay to, you know, shoot anybody that may be threatening you, and that's not the case. So there's a lot of, you know, legalities that have to be satisfied. So these seminars really help people be responsible when it comes to when they're carrying and the situations that are legal and maybe borderline legal to use your weapon. So it's broken up into two sessions. This is October 25th at Memorial Hall, which is a Saturday. From 11 to 2, there'll be a separate seminar called Should I Shoot? So run through a lot of different scenarios where it may or may not be prudent to use your weapon. And then from 2 to 4, the really exciting part of it is they're bringing in the nation's top legal defense attorney, Dave McDermott, who really does, you know, really powerful speaking as to, you know, some of his defendants that he's worked with, people that you know, you might think have been justified to use their weapon and ultimately were arrested and prosecuted. And he helped, you know, get some of these people off and really navigate the the touchy legal situations that go along with using your weapon when the situation may call for it. So and this is a free event, and you can register for tickets at usconcealedcarry.com.
Never touched a gun in my life. Never held one.
Okay.
A water pistol, maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm a. Yeah, I mean, I'm a concealed carry holder, and I, you know, have.
I'd be terrified to have one in my hand. I just, it would scare me to death to have one.
Well, the secret is training. Training, being properly trained, and knowing your weapon, you know, staying within what your abilities are, so you're not so trepidatious about it. You know, getting familiar with it, using it.
And my wife wanted to get a gun once, and we police friend. She worked for the police department, and she we talked to one of her police friends, and he said, "I'll go down to the store with you, and we'll make sure you get the right gun for her."
Yeah.
COVID hit right then, and the stores were closed.
Okay.
So she never went about getting it. But I wanted an expert to go with her who knows anything.
That's a good idea.
My dad once, I said, do you want to get a gun? He said, I wouldn't touch a gun. Touch a gun? You were a tail gunner during World War II for 4 years. Yeah. You were shooting a machine gun for four. Yeah. He said, that's different.
That was probably enough for him. He had had enough of it.
I said, 4 years, you were shooting a machine gun every day of your life for 4 years. Yeah. What do you mean you won't touch a gun? He said, that was it.
Yeah. No, I understand totally. My daughter is a certified firearms instructor, so you know, she is kind of my go-to when it comes to some of these things, and so we go to the range quite often, and she works for the USCCA, so that's kind of how we became connected to them, and their parent company Delta Defense out of West Bend has been a great sponsor of Festival Park.
Let's do a quick review of some of these events on the list here. Sure. Oh, by the way, I see in December you get the Racine Symphony coming in.
We do.
Now, I'll mention that because, let's see, what's it? I better remember the number of years here. 19 years ago, a friend of mine, Greg Berg, was the MC for the symphony, and he couldn't make it that day, and he said, can you please do it?
Yeah.
Well, that was the day I was going to propose to my wife. my girlfriend. So I talked to the symphony conductor, and I said, listen, let me do it at the intermission.
Yeah.
Just make sure nobody leaves the stage yet. And he said, I'll tell everybody in the orchestra, stay where you are. And I was in my tux. Luckily, she was really dressed to the nines that day. She didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
And I brought her up on stage and she was shaking. I gave her the ring. Thank goodness she said yes. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
And we had the French delegation to our sister city. Could you imagine if she said no?
Oh,
and I got to do the second half of this concert?
Yeah, if you're going to do that, you got to know the answer. Well, you always see those videos of the kiss cams at the ball fields that the girls say, can I talk to you in private? And then, so that's a no.
Yeah, would you marry me? You put it on the board and then she says no. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you just feel for the guy.
Oh, no. No, I knew because she was there when I bought the ring.
Sure.
But she didn't know she was getting it that night.
Yeah. So she knew it was coming.
Okay, St. Nick's Festival of Trees at Festival Hall. Now, it's November 21st through December 6th.
Yes.
And you could you put a raffle ticket in for the tree. Mm-hmm. You might win these trees from the best ones, Milliger's.
Yeah, Milliger's, they come pre-lit. So if you're a sponsor, you're thinking about sponsoring, you don't have to worry about, stringing the lights or anything like that. And we really do have, a lot of availabilities left to sponsor trees. So if you're a business and organization that would like to be a part of Festival of Trees, please feel free to reach out to me at Festival Hall via email, kevin@festivalpark.com. And I'd be happy to set you up and show your options, and it's really going to be an exciting thing. We've got some great sponsors already, tree sponsors, and then of course our major sponsors, Milliger's, Aurora Healthcare, and Culver's.
I never had a Christmas tree in my life. When I got married, my wife went to Milliger's, got a pre-done one, brought it home, and I said, oh, you don't have a Christmas tree? No, I did it for you because you never had one.
Yeah.
Never had a Christmas tree. Uh-huh. Now I'm I love it.
Sure.
I never had one growing up.
Yeah, they're tremendous.
Okay, and another big one coming up October 4th in 2 days is the big quilting show coming up. And you said the quilts are coming in.
Yeah, the quilts are coming. They're amazing. And, you know, so many of them are, it's interesting to see the personality of the creator that goes into it. It's just like a painting or anything like that. And, you know, they have different categories and different sizes and things like that. So there's really a lot that goes into it and a lot of pride that goes into the making of these quilts. And it's really a lot of one-upsmanship, too. It's very competitive. And
now, the 5K events website is 5k.org.
5kevents.org
if you want to review this. Yeah.
Well, actually, for these things, would be festivalpark.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go to festivalpark.com.
Oh, man. Okay, festivalpark.com to see the events list. Yes. Then 5kevents.org
is the arm of our company that administers our runs and things like that. The for like the Pound the Pavement, that was a couple weeks ago. If you wanted to, you know, enter that, you'd go to 5kevents.org and sign up. So that's how we administer all of our different runs and endurance events at 5kevents.org. But 5K Events is the parent company of what we do to administer Racine Civic Center.
Okay. And if you want to hear it, make it simple. Just listen to the podcast of what we did.
Yeah.
It'll be on probably tonight or tomorrow morning at WRJN.com. Search Don Rosen Show and you'll hear it. And or you can ask your mom, Patty.
Yeah. She knows them all.
Your son was talking, Patty. He was talking about these events. He sent to ask you about these events, Patty. So what about them?
Get me some tickets.
Patty, can your son sneak me in?
Yeah, well, it's just like when I do the 4th of July parade, they have a big party, and that's when she is really the belle of the ball.
Patty, I need about 50 tickets. Can your son get them for me free under the table?
Okay.
We'd find a way to work it out.
Kevin McDougal from 5K Events. Sounds good. Okay, real quickly now, we got to get to news, but I want to remind you about our multi-state text to win contest, the green and gold contest at WRJN. Go download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Look at the station list there. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a text button. Text the keyword zone, Z-O-N-E, Z-O-N-E. Got a ton of prizes for you. Do it right now. Don't forget, it's 7:31. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Changes today for people that have United Healthcare. Ascension, Wisconsin is now out of network. That means All Saints in Racine, St. Francis in Milwaukee, and other Ascension locations and doctors now count as out of network for many plans. The split happened because Ascension and United couldn't agree on payments, with each blaming the other for the breakdown. For now, patients may still visit Ascension doctors, but they'll pay more. Both sides say they're open to working things out in the future. That massive fire in Racine at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue took place at a location already flagged as unsafe and at risk of collapse. The Racine Fire Department says they're not ruling out arson as the cause of the fire in the building on Washington Avenue near Packard. Firefighters were initially called to the fire at around 3:30 yesterday morning. One firefighter had a minor injury. Officials are still investigating the cause. A lot of folks in Kenosha have driven by and have seen it go up. Now it's open. The KIN on the bottom of the building, put up in the former Chrysler site, stands for Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. There was a grand opening there yesterday, and the governor stopped by to celebrate. The Kenosha Innovation Center is a $23.5 million facility that aims to give local startups a place to operate and bring new life to a once empty industrial area. Leaders say the project will boost Kenosha's economy for years to come. Just under half the money for the project came from state taxpayers through a program to help communities bounce back from the pandemic. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With heifer replacement numbers expected to keep dropping, do you have inventory to keep your dairy or beef on dairy herds strong? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. And here at World Dairy Expo, we're checking in with Corey Geiger, a lead dairy economist with CoBank. He says if you have not pivoted to maximize beef on dairy, you may want to, and make sure that you have the cattle to back it up.
It's a really good market opportunity. You know, work with your reproductive specialists and double down on how many of these calves we can make. But keeping an eye, do I have enough replacements to replace my future dairy herd? Because one trend that's happening in this country, in the past 3 years, we have pulled back on culling by 600,000 dairy cows. That means our dairy cows are getting older. And at some point, they all move to their second career, which is beef. And so I think, for the first time in many farmers' careers, you really got to run some spreadsheets or hand calculate this. Do I have enough replacements? And then how many beef on dairy calves can I make to maximize my revenue?
Corey Geiger, along with us, a lead dairy economist with CoBank.
They are my go-to for my tailgate. Yep. Bavaria sausage, that's what I'm talking about. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke reminding you, check out their website, BavariaSausage.com, for all the flavor selections you can feature at your tailgate. They are going through an upgrade on that website, so keep checking back often. You can also find out more on their Facebook page. If you're in the Madison area, check out their retail location at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. That's where you'll find my Berkey Brats, one of my favorites. And remember, their store hours have expanded. Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturdays, 9 until 1. Don't miss an opportunity with the weather that we've been given. Get out there and tailgate and enjoy it with your neighbors. And impress them with the flavors that you select. Bavaria Sausage will get you on your way. Again, check back often because their website's going through updates. BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. And you tell them the Farm Babe sent you.
On the close yesterday was a good time to read markets as our commodities closed higher. December corn up a penny at 416 and a half. November soybeans up 11 and a quarter at 1013 a bushel. Cash wheat up a penny and a quarter at 409 and a quarter. And July 2026 new crop wheat closed up 0.75 cents at 552 and a half. At the time cheese closed yesterday, Class 3 milk contracts were trading higher. The October contract up 23 cents at 1745 a hundredweight. The November contract up 47 cents at 1738 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk is what we use to make cheese, and the 40-pound block did close higher yesterday, up 3.5 cents at $1.75 and a half. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I discovered a great store this past holiday season, the Body Shop. Oh, my God. That is the perfect last-minute, thoughtless gift warehouse. You can shop there with your eyes closed. Grapefruit bath gel. Let's see, my mom eats grapefruit, she bathes. Boom. Nice bottle, no need to buy wrapping paper. Total shopping time, 9 seconds. But if you're going to send someone a present, send it Federal Express. Oh my God, they're unbelievable. You call up FedEx, you're like, I have something I want delivered. It's there already? I haven't even put it in the box yet. No, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen table. I'm like, oh my God, it's gone. That was good work. Well, my dad likes the sweater. He's trying it on. It's too big on him. You're going to fly him to Macy's to exchange it? But the receipt is sitting... Oh, thank you.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Into the light. Maybe then I'll fade away. It's not-
Mexico turned a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Stones, Painted Black, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're in the midst of our multi-state text-to-win contest here at WRJN. Till 8 o'clock, download the Civic Media app. And I need you to download it. Look for the list of radio stations, and you will see WRJN on the list. If you say, where do I get the app? The App Store, wherever you get your apps. Also, WRJN.com's got it. Download it. Takes a few seconds. It's free. Check the list of stations that Civic Media has, and you'll see WRJN on there. Click on WRJN. There's a text button there. Text the keyword ZONE, Z-O-N-E, ZONE, Z-O-N-E. Get it to us. Today you're playing for $200 cash and also some gold jewelry. You'll be in the running, though, and win or lose, to get the special green and gold prize. That's right. You can see the Green Bay take on Minnesota up in Green Bay, and that's going to be in mid-November. And you'll get club-level seats, indoor seats. Looks pretty good to me. And also a gas card to get you to and fro. So, enter it. You got to download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN. Keyword is ZONE. Get that word to us, ZONE. Text it to us, Z-O-N-E, all right? Okay, have you ever dumped somebody for a completely petty or superficial reason like Jerry Seinfeld does on his TV show? Someone asked Reddit for the highlights of superficial reasons people have, you know, dumped a girlfriend or boyfriend. Her voice was like Minnie Mouse. I just couldn't take it. My cat said hello to her. She didn't say hi back. And here's my favorite. His mouth was shaped like a trapezoid. When he talked, I couldn't unsee it. All right, those are good. on Seinfeld, he used to dump girls because he didn't like the way she ate her peas. He didn't like she was wearing the same clothes all the time. And the one time he found some ointment in her medicine cabinet. It turns out it was for the cat, not her, but he dumped her anyway. So, superficial reasons. People have their reasons why.
That's why.
Rose, timeless hits at WRJN at 7:46. Our flash sale, our foodie flash sale, is underway until 9 o'clock this morning. It's WRJN's Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale. And today it's Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, keeping you powered up every single day of the week. From the morning rush to the midday slump to the afternoon grind, Arrow Smoothies has your back. So here's what you do. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals banner, and you're going to see a special there for Arrow Smoothies only till 9 o'clock. And here's what it is. $20 worth of gift certificates, not for $10, not for $9, but for $8. Now, I'm not going to do the math on this. I can just tell you it's better than 50%. I got to get my calculator out to do that. All right, so go to WRJN.com. It's the special flash sale for food from Arrow Smoothies and Cafe at 424 Main Street, downtown Racine. $20 worth of goods for only $8, but only until 9 o'clock this morning, and then we pull the plug on it. So that's your big opportunity. At 7:47 at WRJN, I got a poll here. They found the average parent who cave into their kids' demands 218 times a year. They only have 190 parenting wins per year, so the kids have the better win-loss record overall, winning 53% of the battles. Excuse me. When my daughter was born, my mother said, I'm going to give you some good advice. Here's what it is. I know you're going to want to say no to everything your kid asks for, but sometimes, regardless of your better judgment, you're going to have to say yes, because you can't say no every time. Occasionally, you're going to have to say yes. That was good advice from my mom.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And next week, I've got some tickets to give away to that show at the Genesee Theater, the Tower of Power. So be listening right here in WRJN next week in the morning. It's 7:48 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't. WRJN.
There you go. Buzz Stomp, the Hollies, 1965, the year for that. It is 7:53, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine today with a high near 73, clear tonight, lows 62. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 80 over the weekend. Sunny with a high in the low 80s Saturday and Sunday. Right now, there's still clouds, but the sun, you can see the sun. It's 64 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. This guy in Indiana showed up at a hospital, said he had a stomach ache for 2 years. Turns out he had swallowed, get this, more than 50 household items, including lockets, chains, nuts, bolts, and earbuds. I think if he took some Tums, might have helped. Not quite sure. Maybe it would have helped him out just a little bit. Huh?
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Sounding device is called a theremin. It was invented by a guy named Theremin. It was used in a lot of sci-fi movies back in the 1950s to give that woo-woo effect. Brian Wilson got a hold of one and put it in the song, Good Vibrations. Here's a fun fact for you. The Harlem Globetrotters were founded in Chicago. Their offices are now in Georgia. They've never been based anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem. But they took the name, the Harlem Globetrotters. 2 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on your Thursday morning.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the long motion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
was the babysitter for Carol King and Jerry Goffin, and they wrote her a song, and she recorded it. The babysitter. I got to be at the right place at the right time, I guess. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Green.